Yeah, it's been a really tough day. It took us 3 days in the end to finish our match, which isn't ideal, but it's the same for both players, so just try and deal with it as best you can. And it was a close match. Dash is a great player. She's ranked top 50 for a reason, and I'm glad I pushed her, and unfortunately couldn't get the win.
So what were the court conditions like? Pretty slippery, despite the fact that they're in good nick, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great courts here at Birmingham. They're playing pretty quickly, which suits my game great. And yeah, as you say, it's still drizzling slightly. It's dry enough to play, but still just makes you slightly unsure or untrusting of the court. Especially with it being a grass court, it just gets slippy so easily. And it did affect my movement slightly. But again, it's the same for both players. And Dash has got the advantage there, being a bit shorter than me and having a lower centre of gravity. I just turn into Bambi pretty quickly on any slippy surface.
I was going to say, being quite tall, that sort of hinders you. And once you perhaps slip once, then that undermines your confidence a wee bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You Dash fell down 4 or 5 times, but springs back up. But when I'm down, I'm down and out for the rest of the point. So it was tough, but not playing too badly at all. So I'll take that into next week at Eastbourne and hopefully get a couple of matches under my belt before Wimbledon.
And 2016 has generally been a very good year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've had a great year. Still trying to take confidence from those matches, and all the results I've had. I've played a lot of matches this year, more than a lot of girls have. So I'm still feeling match tight, and hopefully I can get a bit of that early form back and keep going towards the second half of the year.
And British women's tennis at the moment is in pretty good shape, with yourself, Johanna Konta, Heather Watson all doing pretty well this year.
Yeah, men's tennis is doing great too. You've got Kyle and Daniel, and some of the younger guys are starting to play well as well. And hopefully at Wimbledon we'll get a couple of us through to the second round, and maybe even further, and give the crowd a couple of people to cheer rather than just Andy.
So the aim now is to, as you say, get to Eastbourne and hopefully get through a couple of rounds there, which would set you up for Wimbledon thereafter.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think most people's main goal before the Grand Slams is to get as many matches as you can and spend as much time on court as you can. So we'll go and get some good practice sessions in over the next couple of days before Eastbourne, and same again after there till Wimbledon, and get the balance right between training hard and not being too fatigued by the time you get to Wimbledon. But very exciting, and this is a favourite tournament of the year coming up now, so I can't wait.